A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Beis, Baba Metzia 102a, pagination is 203. We'll start on the facing page, Masnisin, the Mishnah, about 11 lines up. Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveru, a person is renting a house to his friend. Hamaskir Chayiv, the person who's the owner, the landlord, is going to be obligated, bideles, in providing the door to the house, benagar, the bolt on the door, uvamanul, and the lock, uvachol dover shemaisa uman, and anything that has to be done by a craftsman, the landlord is going to be responsible to do, according to the rule of the Mishnah. But anything that's not requiring a craftsman, hasocher osehu, the renter will do it. Now, this is an interesting guideline, and we would have to pay attention to see how it plays itself out in practical law. If you take a look at the standardized county contracts for renters, there are in many regions very long lists of what the tenant is responsible for. And of course, based on lawyers' negotiation, some of those things may actually be adjusted. A simple question in our time: who cleans the gutters? We'll see in a moment that putting up a gutter was considered something that could be done by a non-craftsman and was the responsibility of the tenant. Cleaning the gutters intrinsically is probably also capable of being done by a non-expert, but climbing up in order to clean them, the ladder part, L-A-D-D-E-R, of the task is considered a maisa uman in our culture. Not everybody climbs up, and only an expert climbs up. Only an expert has a ladder that can do that. So we would have to analyze what in whose department. On the other hand, I think that common perception of it is that things that simply have to be maintained from season to season and the like fall on the tenant. And in that case, even though you would hire someone to clean the gutter, but it's something that's routine, seasonal, and may very well fall on the tenant. Let's skip a line to the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. We learned Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveiro, a person rents a house to his friend. Maskir Chayev Lahamid Lo Delosos, the landlord is responsible for the doors. Leftoach Lo Chalonos, to open windows. Lechazek Lo Tikra, to make the roof. Lismach Lo Korav, there's a supporting beam that's needed. Vesocher Chayev Lasos Lo Sulam, the renter is responsible for the ladder. Lasos lo ma'ake, if a fence is required. Lasos lo marzev, to make a gutter. Latiach eskago, and to waterproof the roof. Presumably it was done seasonally, and he's responsible for that. And again, as I mentioned, we have to pay attention here what the perception would be in our time, for example, regarding a ma'ake, that there should be a safety fence. Whose responsibility is that? Is that indeed something that's done non-uman? Any person can just make a fence? Or normal standards are that you hire somebody to do that, and perhaps it would fall on the landlord? Bo minei Rav Sheshes. They asked the following question of Rav Sheshes, and this is a point I'd like to focus on. Mezuzah al mi. Whose responsibility is the mezuzah? Dealing with Jewish families, studying the Mishnayos, the Gemara, there's going to be an obligation of mezuzah. whose responsibility is it to make sure there's a mezuzah that's up? Mezuzah, asks the Gemara. That's your question. Amarav Misharshia Mezuzah Chovas Hadori. The obligation of mezuzah rests on the person who's living there. Rashi tells us, Derech Bi'oscha, the way you go in. The person who's going in and out, he's the person responsible for the mezuzah. Ella, what did we mean, makom mezuzah? The place upon which the mezuzah would be placed, which is also called a mezuzah, the upright, the side beam. So that the question was, Almi, whose responsibility is it to create mezuzah readiness in the house so that the mezuzah can be affixed? And we're referring to the fact that the side beam may be made of stone and it requires some sort of chiseling in order to make a place for the mezuzah. Amaluhu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes answered, Tin Yeshua, we learned it. Davar she'ein masa umon, if it's not something requiring a craftsman, if it's something that does not require a craftsman, asocher osehu, the tenant is the one who does it. V'hainami lav maisa umon hu, and this also can be done by a non-craftsman, because you don't have to chisel into the stone. Efshehu begufsa dekanya, you could affix some sort of pipe of reed to the stone, and then put the mezuzah on that. And that would be the way to affix the mezuzah, and it does not require a craftsman, and therefore does not go to the landlord's responsibility. Once we're on the topic of mezuzah, we continue on today's daf, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Hamaske Bayis Lachaveiro, a person rents a house to his friend, al hasocha la'asos lo mezuzah. The renter is the one obligated to do the mezuzah, and that was Rav Sheshes's response right away when he thought they were asking whose responsibility is it to do the mezuzah. Because that's the person who's living there, and that person of derech bi'oscha, the way you come in. Uchishehu yotze, important rule, when you leave from this tenant relationship, the tenant moves out, lo yitlana biyada viyotze, he's not allowed to take the mezuzah with him as he leaves. And this, by the way, doesn't just apply by a renter, although that's like the typical case because he's there for a year and he's moving on. A person who owns a house would also have this issue of leaving the mezuzah for the incoming Jewish resident if he sold to a Jew. Uminachri, in the case of this rental, if you are renting from a non-Jew, so that as you leave, it is going to be in the possession of a non-Jew, notlo biyada v'yotze, you can take it and leave. You don't leave it for the non-Jew. The point is that the Jew, the co-religionist who has the same mitzvah of mezuzah as you do, you don't take it away from him. The underlying concept over here is that a mezuzah is a protection, and this is not just an issue of helping him with his mitzvahs or koshering things before you leave or something like that. It's not an issue just of religion. It's an issue of protection that a Jew is obligated in a mezuzah, and if a mezuzah is not there, it's not affording him the protection that it should be, that he needs. Umaisa be'echad shenatla biyado, and there was an incident that a person took the mezuzah with him, did not leave it for the incoming person. V'kovar ishto ushnevanov, and he buried his wife and his two children, meaning they passed away because of his insensitivity to the incoming person, that the incoming person should have the protection. That insensitivity caused that the outgoing person who did this violation ended up not protected and with this apparent punishment, or however we understand it, lack of protection. Asks the Gemara, Ma'asa listor, It sounds like you just contradicted yourself, because if you follow the sequence of the Braisa, it says you should not take it with you, the mezuzah, but if it's a non-Jewish landlord, you can take it with you. And there was an incident of a person who lost his wife and children, Rechmona Litzlan, because he took it with him. Well, if it was a non-Jewish landlord, you were supposed to take it with you. So it sounds contradictory. Rav Sheshes Aresha. Rav Sheshes says, after the two laws were articulated, the story, to bring our point home, was referring to the first halacha, which was that you're not allowed to take it if it's a Jewish resident. And on that, the story was stated, but in terms of understanding the sequence, the two laws were stated, and then the story to show the impact and the importance of the fundamental law, which is to leave the mezuzah. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining. Quick addendum, just to point out that the outgoing person may have the ability to ask the incoming person for compensation regarding the mezuzahs. He's not allowed to remove them, but he may be able to be compensated for them. You have to analyze how much a mezuzah that's been up for a period of time is worth. It's not new anymore, but there may be a degree of compensation. Also to mention that if a person has mezuzahs that are very dear to him, he paid a tremendous amount, or he got them from a specific sofer and he would like to take them with him, so then there are ways that he might be able to switch mezuzahs and leave kosher but less exotic mezuzahs. One suggestion is that when they paint, they take the mezuzahs down to paint the entire side beam, and then he can put up after the painting a different mezuzah. It doesn't have to put up the same mezuzah, and he puts up the mezuzah that he chooses, which is kosher but of lesser quality. Yeshe koach, be well.